It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks again for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 268. Highlights from the past week's shows and occasionally some quick little acoustic sets from our rock star friends. In fact, we've got Dirty Heads joining us next week. We had Pixies a couple weeks back on the podcast. 17,000 views. You can see the YouTube video. And I hear Vancouver band Mother Mother will be joining us in the coming weeks as well. Hey, if you like the show, follow me on Twitter at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O, or follow me on Facebook.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, last week I rocked you with movie news that Ghostbusters 3 would feature an all-female cast. Well, this week, something equally exciting. Remember Labyrinth? A film that came out back in the 80s starring David Bowie? Apparently, a sequel is now in the works. It's being put together by the Jim Henson Company. No other details available at this point. And hey, if you're one of those people who gets up and goes for a run every morning, hey, good on you. A new study from New York University, though, reveals that keeping your eyes focused on a target in front of you can make your run seem easier, even on an off day. But also, when tested, participants who focused on the finish line perceived it to be 28% closer and jogged 23% faster than those who were told to just look wherever they wanted. Oh my, and did you get your $10 yet? For those who don't know, if you bought a Red Bull at some point over the past decade, they owe you 10 bucks. The energy drink company recently agreed to pay consumers more than $1.3 million to settle a class action suit accusing the beverage maker of false advertising. Why? Well, it was that line in their slogan, Red Bull gives you wings, it doesn't actually give you wings. Blind gullibility, on the other hand, maybe.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Mark Zuckerberg has donated $25 million to the fight against Ebola. Email, eHarmony, Ebola. Maybe he just thought he was buying out a competitor. Either way, a generous contribution. Meanwhile, a new Canadian-made vaccine is being tested on aid workers. Seems to be a lot of focus on it being Canadian. And will I like that it is? It's not like the 100-mile diet. I don't imagine there's too many people saying, I don't know, I only like local vaccines. And while the outbreak may seem off in the distance to many of us, this hits a little closer to home. It could affect the chocolate industry. Ebola has caused the Ivory Coast to close its borders with Liberia and Guinea. Because of the outbreak, countries responsible for supplying 30% of the planet's cocoa. Well, the situation is unfortunate. Yeah, I think most of us could do with exactly 30% less chocolate, don't you? And here's an odd platform in which to run. A candidate for mayor in Burnaby is raising eyebrows with her campaign promise to ban kissing and even holding hands in public. Sylvia Gung is her name. She says the current job of mayor in the city allows nothing for the real job, establishing wholesome society. I don't think hand-holding is the slippery slope she's painting it as, do you?
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's John Mayer's 37th birthday. Did you know he was inspired to get into music after watching Michael J. Fox's guitar performance as Marty McFly in Back to the Future? Michael J. Fox, of course, wasn't playing, obviously. Who was? A legendary session guitarist named Tim May. Now, he wasn't the series' only behind-the-scenes guitarist, either. When Marty wakes up his dad by blasting music on headphones, that little run was performed by A1 Eddie Van Halen. And Bono from U2 apologized publicly this week for releasing its latest album, Free, through iTunes. He apologized for giving it away. Let's see. Snoop Dogg called Iggy Azalea the C-word. No apology. Waka Flocka was arrested for trying to sneak a loaded gun onto an airplane. No apology. Chris Brown called Ebola a form of population control. No apology. Bono from U2 apologizes for giving away their album for free. And a pair of drug smugglers were arrested in France after 26,000 ecstasy pills were found hidden inside pickle jars. I'll be honest, with all that ecstasy, I can't be the only one wondering what they did with all the pickles, can I?
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Well, Apple launched Yosemite today. What in tarnation is Yosemite? Yeah, it's just like Windows 10. except it works. It's a new free operating system download for Apple machines. Apple fans just heard the word new and instinctively lined up outside of stores. Hey, download, people. It's a download. It includes an updated version of iWork and integration of Apple Pay. I think their marketing department realized you still had a few dollars they didn't have their hands on. Apple Pay? Problem solved. And TV news, Netflix will begin streaming all 10 seasons of Friends starting on New Year's Day. Particularly great news for those who somehow manage to miss the 4 hours worth of Friends they run every Saturday on cable. And more Justin Bieber trouble. He shelled out nearly $30,000 for a private tour of the Vatican, then was reportedly reprimanded for kicking a football around the halls during the tour. You know, I think you'll agree with me here. The reason he's behaving this way is he just didn't get enough money early on. I mean, a 20-year-old kid trying to make do on a paltry $200 million? I think we know why he's acting out, don't we?
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
October the 20th, a great day for stoner birthdays. Tom Petty turns 64, rapper Snoop Dogg turns 43. Snoop, actually, that reminds me, a new study reveals that guys who snoop through their girlfriend stuff have weaker semen. Well, you think it's weak now, just wait till she finds out and kicks you between the uprights. And a man in Delaware is suing a medical center there after he woke up from his colonoscopy wearing pink panties. The man claims he ended up losing his job over severe emotional stress that ensued from the ordeal. Could have been worse. They could have looked good. Wow, this Ebola thing is pretty scary, and it continues to attract its share of media attention, both media and social media. It's been trending on Twitter for days. Now Hollywood is looking to get in on the fear-mongering. There's talk of making a TV drama about Ebola, which sadly will likely be most people's source for education on the disease. And with a handful of confirmed cases in the U.S., Obama has found it prudent to appoint an Ebola czar, which seems like a title more befitting of a character in Final Fantasy or a movie about the Romanovs. Who knows, maybe I'm the czar of 90 seconds you'll never get back.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.